Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Another quick rant of truth on the scales of truth. This one, man, I fancy myself to understand my supplements. I just the other day told someone who didn't realize this that you cannot produce vitamin D through glass. They're like, are you kidding me? I was a bearer of bad tidings. They're all thinking, well, if I sit over here by the window next to in the sunlight, I get a little warm, I get some vitamin D production. I said, you know you don't produce vitamin D through glass, right? Like, what? So yeah, that's why I go outside. But then I on the slightest of chances that I was wrong, even though I knew I was, you ever like, well, I still like to look it up just because I don't want to tell anybody something that's wrong, even though I inherently know this to be true. I've seen it a million times. So you still look it up. So I look it up, and when I looked at the associated articles, inevitably you find some associated articles. And if you're a reader like me, you go, I might as well just read those. You see a headline. And so I'm reading those, and I had never known that in the middle of winter, no matter what you do, you can't get vitamin D production unless you're much further, I suppose, to the south. Yes, to the south. So here's the idea. You can't, but here's why. So in the winter, it's hyper important that you either get vitamin D through food or through supplementation, because you do not produce it in the United States to any extent, not even in Florida. Who knew, right? Well, here's the details behind it. It's that even during the summer, you actually don't produce vitamin D until midday. And that would be because it's UVB rays, and so obviously the frequency is a little bit different than UVA, and to the part where it doesn't penetrate through as much. So that probably means, and let's see, that it's a longer wavelength, a shorter frequency. And so even as it has to pass through more atmosphere in the morning, you getting sunlight does not give you enough UVB rays for your body to produce vitamin D. And so even in the middle of the summer, it has to be midday, like say 11 to 1, for you to produce vitamin D. I always thought, yeah, that's better, but you still produce it, so you just need to hang out longer. Wrong. You don't really produce it except for only a couple or a few hours in the continental U.S. Maybe if you're far enough south, you would produce it quicker. But the sun is going through too much atmosphere. The sun rays are going through too much atmosphere. The UVB is attenuated so much that only until approximately around the midday, say 11 to 1, different for daylight savings time, can you really produce it to any extent. So that's news. But on top of that, now think about that. We're talking about the angle the sun is coming through the atmosphere. And I just told you it's only the first, an hour to either side of solar noon. So that's pretty high up in the atmosphere. What happens in the winter? If you're above the tropics much at all, the sun stays below a certain angle because it comes up, the arc is to the south. But even at the high arc of that, southern arc in the winter, it's still going through a lot of the atmosphere. It never attains for a moment what that angle is needed for it to be going through so little of the atmosphere as to create enough so that enough UVB rays get to you. So during the middle of January, it doesn't matter how much sun you get. Isn't that interesting? You can get a sunburn that's UVA, but you can't get vitamin D production, UVB, because the sun is never high enough in the atmosphere, not for a minute. And that's even for pale folks. So folks that have more pigment, it's either a correlation or it's a direct cause, probably a correlation. For those folks who have more pigment, who have darker skin, they tend to produce lower levels of vitamin D, less vitamin D produced per, a unit of sun exposure. And so it's very, very important for them to supplement their vitamin D. So basically going forward, you have to remember, if I don't take vitamin D supplementation and I absorb it well in the winter, you better have a crap ton built up, come the winter months. But really the answer is, I don't know that you could have enough built up, you know, come the winter months to really survive. It would just be a matter of, you are now emptying your tank and you don't want your tank to be able to get too empty. So you need to be filling it up slowly with supplementation or food. All right. Yeah. Totally news to me, guys. Hope it's good news, good information for you. Don't assume your sun exposure in the winter, as long as you're out there longer, can get you enough vitamin D. It cannot. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.